It's now time to do some meditation. And for me to stop saying stupid jokes, which always get me in trouble. But as I was telling Dennis earlier, in a couple of days I'll be going to Thailand, so I'll be leaving the country. So as long as I lay low for a few days, I should be escaping. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay. What a worry. But anyhow, so we're now going to do some meditation. So meditation, nice easy way of relaxing to the max. It's not force, but kindness. Making peace, not war, with your body and mind, as you will soon discover. So first of all, sitting down, or in a chair, in a cushion, on a cushion on the floor. But please don't lie down, because people tend to fall asleep. Closing your eyes, which means that you're not distracted by the world of sights and visions. When you close your eyes, naturally you go more inside. Turning your attention from outside to inside. Outside this world, you can find inside your body. Outside in time, past and future, you go inside into this moment. Always going in, never on to the next thing. In to where you already are. And as you settle down, see if you can be aware of the feelings in your body, the sensations. Your body is always teaching you things. So one thing we do is to ask the body, how are you? In the same way a doctor would ask their patient, where is there any tension or pain? You ask your own body, legs, how are you? Asking a question is a way of directing mindfulness to one area of the body, and you usually get a response. You can start to feel sensations in your legs, as I am doing now. And I can check those feelings in the legs from my toes, past my ankles and knees and thighs, and make sure they're okay. They're at ease, they're at peace. If they are at peace, then I move up to my butt. If there are any aches and pains anywhere in those legs, linger there. And learn why there's stress or strain there. It means you may need to adjust your posture. If not, move up to your butt, make sure that that is properly positioned on the chair or cushion. So often it's the case that because of bad posture, we get aches and pains, and some of those last a long time, sometimes many years. If you can just adjust and care for your body, feel it. How does it feel right now in your butt? Fidget until you find the best possible position. This is mindfulness working with kindness. Kindfulness. And then once you've settled your butt, you move up to your back. making sure the back feels comfortable. There is no magic position for that back. You find what suits you in this present moment, in your condition this evening, at your age. So I'm just being aware of my back and making sure that it's relaxed and at ease. A comfort where I can maintain it like this for 30 minutes. If you need to move, adjust, twist around or stretch, please do so. Now, some people sitting on a chair like to lean back and they're very comfortable. Some like to lean forward. Fine. You discover what is best for you. It's not being dogmatic and thinking this is the only posture. You try this, try that, until you know which is the best for you. And I usually make sure my shoulders are relaxed. I just focus on them, just mindful of shoulders, nothing else. And by being aware, you've learned over years how to just be aware of them and relax them. In the same way I can lift my right hand whenever I decide to, I can relax my shoulders. You're aware of that area, try this, try that, until you learn the art of relaxation. Not holding anything tight, letting it be loose. And as for my hands, I just make sure they're comfortable wherever I have to put them. And when they feel comfortable, I move away from them. It's just like checking every part of your car before you set off on a long journey. Looking after every part of my body. So I move up to my neck, making sure that that's... my robe is a bit tight, so I'm going to loosen that. Making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. Any irritations in the throat, it's best to cough now and cough later. Moving up to my face, many irritations of the face are just related to emotional problems inside my mind. So by relaxing around my eyes and around my mouth, it's like I'm not holding any past anger, fear, resentment. I'm not looking to the future and getting anxious and worried. Because those emotions can be seen on a person's face. Now I just relax those physical feelings by loosening the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. And lastly, I just go 2 inches behind my eyes, between my ears. I imagine this thing called the brain, overworked, always pushed and pulled to do this and make decisions, and even though you're not supposed to be able to feel anything in your brain. I imagine I can. I try and relax my brain. Bring it to a sense of peace. Then I notice my whole body, just as a unit, everything relaxed. If I find a place which is not relaxed, which is irritating or painful or tight, I zoom in on that, focus on it, and just learn what relaxes that feeling. Even imagining it expanding, because pain is usually a tightening of the body. This is a loosening. Imagining the simile of a string being pulled apart and letting go of both ends so that string is loose. So my whole body is loose, at ease. And I enjoy that feeling. The delight of a relaxed body. And after a time, I move from the awareness of my body to going deeper inside to my mind. If your body is hurting, aching, needs something, it will always take precedence over the mind, because the body shouts louder. So once my body is at ease, I can look at my mind. And what do I mean by looking at my mind? I just look at what I've termed the peace-o-meter. How peaceful is my mind? Or the opposite, how agitated. I imagine like a meter, like a speedometer or a thermometer, with the restlessness, agitation being the number 10 and peace being the number 1. And I ask myself, between 1 and 10, how peaceful am I? Or how agitated? I'm honest. And once I know how peaceful or how agitated I am, then what moves that needle of my peaceometer closer and closer to 1? This is one part of my mind, which tells me if I'm peaceful or agitated. And I learn why. Once you know the causes for peace and for agitation, it's a simple thing to keep those causes in place and watch your peaceometer register a lower and lower number. You're becoming peaceful. people usually find when they carry the past or worry about the future. It makes the upisamatha move closer and closer to the upper limit. In this present moment, just now, the place where your future is made, where there's hardly any busyness, you can relax. For those who want to try the little mind experiment of the heavy shopping bags, imagine going to a shopping mall or somewhere, and you're carrying two heavy shopping bags, one in the left hand, one in the right hand. And you've been carrying them for you don't know how long. They're really heavy. They make your arms ache and your shoulders hurt. And you've done that before. You know what it feels like. Imagine that's happening now. And the shopping bag in your left hand has got words or letters on the outside. P-A-S-T. It's the past. In that shopping bag is all those memories of what happened to you. Good and bad. What you did. Good and bad. You've been carrying that around for a long time. Mostly the bad stuff, surprisingly. You've been carrying that so long. Your heart aches and your mind is weak, tired. The same in your right hand, another shopping bag with the letters F-U-T-U-R-E, future. All your fears, anxieties, carrying them around. That also makes your heart so tired, your mind so exhausted. And now focusing, zooming in on the bag in your left hand. You imagine leaning to the left, lowering that bag to the ground. As soon as it meets the floor, all the weight, the burden, vanishes. And it gives you the confidence to move your hand away from the handle. For your left arm to hang loosely by your side. Relaxing to the max. Re-energizing. Knowing that that bag, curiously enough, is safe. That's important for you to let go. To know it's safe. Now is the time to rest. And then the bag in the right hand, you lower that to your ground. The future. All your fears and anxieties. When that meets the floor, the burden gone allows you to move your right arm away from your side, away from the bag to your side. Allows that to relax and rest. Just like letting go of the past and the future just for a few minutes in meditation. That allows your mind to re-energize. It allows you to get some positive energy inside. To focus on this moment, this present moment, because you're standing in this mental exercise. You're standing in this wonderful place between the past and the future. The present. Having put those two bags down and giving yourself a rest, respite from the burden of the past and the fear of the future. You realize how this can be done, and you also experience the benefit, peace in this moment. You don't need to get rid of those bags. They'll be there for you afterwards. you find they're easier to carry because you've rested. Just enjoy being in this moment. Just for a while, no past, no future, just being here. And if your breath comes up, just how you experience breathing in or breathing out. As you breathe in peace. Freedom, respect. And breathe out, let go. See how much you can just let go of sickness, fear, anxiety, pain. Allow that to go out with every out breath. And breathe in peace and freedom and health. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. And don't just say it, feel it. Even imagine it, what peace, health means to you. And breathe out any negativity which infects our happiness. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. So how do you feel? What's it like inside? Just being here. In a few moments, I'll be ringing the gong to end the meditation. Don't open the eyes until the last of the third rings of the gong is finished. Very good. Okay.